Well, thank you so very much, sir.
Okay.
Who's Mr. Allen?
Director Allen's in the meeting.
Hello?
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
It's Robert E. Allen.
Okay, Mr. Allen, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will be chairing your hearing. You will be ready to go in just a few seconds, sir.
Mr. Allen, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
We'll get started in just a second. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, Robert E. Allen, number 157157.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 2nd, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
We represent myself today.
Thank you, sir. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but we have five voting panel members today. I will introduce us in the room. At the far end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady. And he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Allen and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. Mr. Allen, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Allen, I'll begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Como Razor Company as follows. Violation of condition number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vibre, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about August 24, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Allen, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Allen's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay.
Just 1 second, Mr. Allen, we will continue with the second phase of the hearing.
No problem.
Okay, sir, we will continue with the second phase. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If we'll just stay on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily, Mr. Allen.
No problem.
Thank you. Mr. Grady, if you will.
Mr. Allen, in the release from DOC on November 17th of 2016, he was arrested on August 26th of 2017 by 10th EPD He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on August 26th of 2017. He has a CSED of May 2nd of 2018 that reflects two abscond days. Current conviction, 2007 aggravated assault, 10 years. 2007 misconduct involving weapons, 10 years. 2007 marijuana violation, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2001 theft of means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. 2001 aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. He has 3 terms with DOC. His CUIR score is 5.5. Mental health score is 3. Substance abuse scores are 3. He's affiliated with the West Side City Crips. Prior terms of supervision, 2003 TIS release, arrested for burglary, revoked by the DOEC. Disciplinary violations are significant with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 1994 shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996 criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996 marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996 possession of sale of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996 theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention. 1996 burglary, Arizona juvenile detention. 1996 theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 1996 flight from law enforcement, Arizona juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G5V6.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. Back to you, Mr. Allen. I'm going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary and then we'll have a discussion. It looks like that when you were released from DOC, you were approved to reside at Transitional Living Community in November. In December, you were approved to reside at 3135 North 34th Street in Phoenix. In February of 2017, you were approved to reside at 1629 West Osborne, Phoenix, Arizona. And in August, you were approved to reside at Vivre 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Regarding your employment, we had you employed at the Union as a stagehand located at 1425 East Washington. Were you working there the entire time that you were in community supervision, Mr. Allen?
Yes, I was.
Thank you. It's always positive when people are gainfully employed when they transition from the prison system to community corrections. According to your programming notes, you were on the color code system with Task Labs. You had 4 negatives, which we commend you for, and then a failure to report. A report of a diluted urinalysis, another negative. Pardon me, 2 more negatives. And then in May, there was a positive for methamphetamine. You're referred to the 90-day behavioral modification program in V-Ray, and you failed to complete the program. So we have relatively few abscond days. There were only 2 days that you were listed as absconding from community supervision. So what happened, Mr. Allen? Why are you missing from parole?
I left Beaver Ray on August 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma had passed away. She was in the hospital. And the manager, Ryan, gave me permission to be at her bedside at Tempe St. Luke's Hospital. And she had a stroke. And then she passed away later on that evening. And I just needed to be around my family, seeing her die. You know, I lost my grandma. I lost my father, who I never had. And I lost my mother, who was never there for me. And just seeing that, I just needed to be around my family at the time, you know. And I didn't know what else to do, really. You know, I suffered from mental health and substance abuse issues. And just mentally, I didn't know how to take it.
Thank you, sir. Please accept our condolences. for the passing of your, is your grandmother, is that correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, please accept our condolences for the passing of your grandmother. Is that what you said, your grandmother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're sorry to hear that. Being as that your community supervision dates back to November of 2016, it seems like that community supervision was going okay. You had several negative year analysis, you were working, you moved around a bit, and then it seems you may have had some sort of relapse when you received a positive for methamphetamine. So what happened there, sir?
That time, I spoke with my PO. What happened there is the depression set in. And at that time, like you did say, I moved around a lot. I was with my girlfriend who I was with in prison, and we got together. And that was not a good idea. And because people change, and we both changed, so I moved from there. And I had got my own place, and I was living by myself. And I was just collapsing from all the pressure. You know, I did over almost a decade plus in prison. And just not being able to talk to people, it was hurting. You know, I had to pay my own bills without committing crimes and just struggling month to month. And sometimes I didn't have stuff to eat, and it was pretty rough on me. And I turned to a substance, which I had never used before, and it hurt pretty bad. I got in trouble.
How did you get access to methamphetamine? And keep in mind, we're not adding charges here. We're just trying to understand what was going on with you when you were on community supervision.
When I was at Beaver Ray?
Yeah, you got it at Beaver Ray?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Maybe I misunderstood. I was saying, how did you come into drugs? I mean, how did you get drugs?
From somebody that lived near where I was at, the female.
I see that you were arrested by the Tempe Police Department on your absconder status. So what was going on when the Tempe Police Department made contact with you?
I was at the hotel room, and I don't know what happened exactly. I was woken up from sleep, and I just opened up the door, and the police were there. I think maybe it was you know, sometimes the hotels run your name, so I think that's what probably happened. I'm not too sure exactly.
Okay, sir. And again, you were missing from community supervision for only 2 days. Why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer during that time?
Like I said, mentally, I wasn't even here. I've never lost somebody that I've seen die and been around, so I can't really explain that.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask our fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Allen, do you use any other kind of drug besides methamphetamine?
Yes, marijuana. That's what I used to use, and I used to drink alcohol.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further questions? Yes, Dr. Ray.
Yes, since you mentioned it, sir, psychologically, have you had an evaluation? You said that you had some problems. We wouldn't bring it up except that you already mentioned it. Are you on any medication or anything for that problem?
Yes, right now I'm taking Trilipto.
And why are you taking it? I mean, for what purpose?
For depression.
Is it working?
Yes, it has been working pretty good, actually. First time I've ever taken medication.
Okay. So you were not taking it when you were released, when you were out? You were not taking it at that time, sir. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, sir.
Thank you, well, Doctor. Mr. Allen, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board? I really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. Is there anything you would like to share?
I pretty much said everything that you guys had to answer, and I'd just like to say thank you for hearing me out today.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. The board is going into this discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, but it's really the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, if you can remain quiet for a few moments, we'll have our discussion and get back to you shortly with a decision.
No problem.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I recognize that this is a pretty short period of absconding. Also, I want to commend that it sounds like that he was gainfully employed and that he was having a pretty good run of negative urinalysis till around May. He admitted openly that he had some personal struggles that led to some bad decisions, in particular regarding methamphetamine. He has 7 months, what looks to be about 7 months left of his black prison sentence, and that's where I want to begin the discussion. I am weighing that balance between whether or not it's safe to return to the community versus treatment within the realm of parole, but that's where I'd like to begin. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Quinones, I'm with you weighing that, and I'm looking at the fact that he's coming off of a 10-year sentence and has about 5 months or so, six, 7 months left to do. And perhaps, since he was doing pretty well on supervision, he'd be one of those people who could benefit from having the parole officer, you know, having someone helping him out there, as someone he can go to, getting settled on whatever meds he needs to be on before his eventual completion of the sentence. So I would be amenable to returning him to community supervision for just for that support in the community.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. And also a reminder that we do have the option of recommending mental health treatment, recommending mental health treatment and medications as prescribed. Any further input from fellow board members? Okay, then I'm going to make a motion. And my motion is to, I move to return Mr. Allen to community supervision, to continue him on community supervision under the same conditions and with some amended conditions, and that would be specifically to move this along, placement at the parole officer's discretion, recommend placement and successful treatment of a program that offers substance abuse treatment, must enter and successfully complete a treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment, but at the parole officer's discretion, as we have no control over those which programs they receive. And my last, two more. One more is participate in mental health treatment plan and take medications as prescribed because they seem to be working. That sounds hopeful. And finally, for the parole officer to start revocation process upon the first positive diluted mist or unsuitable for testing or unexcused urinalysis. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Allen, we're returning you to community supervision. We're in effect giving you a second chance. Please understand that the conditions of your community supervision will be restrictive. Do you think that you're up to meeting these requirements?
Yes, sir. I think I can do it. Yes, sir.
Okay, the strong emphasis is going to be on substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment, so please work with your parole officer. We want to see you succeed during your community supervision. Again, you have approximately 7 months left on your community supervision, and we do wish you the best. Do you have any questions for us before we can conclude this hearing?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and unless there's something I'm missing here, I believe that concludes our hearing.
Please put the CO3 back on, sir.